Welcome to Podcast Solutions Made Simple. It's the podcast that's all about podcasting. I'm your host, Carl Richards. You know, in my 25 plus years in the broadcast and speaking world, I've noticed a lot of overwhelm when it comes to podcasting. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a coach, consultant, or other subject matter expert, and the thought of starting a podcast seems too technical, too confusing, too time consuming, or just way out of your reach, then this is the podcast for you. On this show, we give you the tools, tips, and techniques to run a kick-ass show and share stories from people who have been there, done that, and are enjoying massive success with their own shows. Oh, and if you're an existing podcaster, this show is also for you. The mics are up, so let's dive into today's episode. And today we're talking about something that really has me scratching my head. It really actually has me seething in some ways. And let me just say, I don't seethe very often. It's like the old saying, I don't have many pet peeves because I don't like to keep peeves as pets. But it's one of my biggest pet peeves in the podcasting space, and that's podcast misinformation. And it seems to be an ongoing problem. And I think that the more people who come to the podcasting space, the more this misinformation gets spread about podcasting, and then the harder it is for people to navigate or even make an educated decision as to whether or not they should have a podcast. And that's the challenge. And here's the thing, some of the people who are spreading this misinformation, and I don't think they're doing it maliciously, I think it's just happening because perhaps they have their own podcast and they've been very successful with it and they want to share that information with others. I mean, let's face it, that's how I came into the podcasting space. I went and I saw a guy by the name of Sam Crowley at an event in Toronto. I launched a podcast and then I started to think, why don't more people know about this? I could help people by giving them information and helping them start their shows. That's sort of how I got started with Podcast Solutions Made Simple. Here's the problem though. Some of the individuals who are sharing this information or sharing this misinformation are people who are business owners, business coaches, marketing coaches, and they're not coming at it from a place of having expertise as a podcast coach. They're coming at it from a place of having expertise as a business coach or as a business owner. It's sort of like me saying, well, you should have a website. I'm no expert, but here's what I know about websites. And then you listening to everything I have to say about websites and deciding whether or not you should build a website based on my recommendations. Or like getting information or getting advice from me about how to fix your car. I would not recommend that. I am not a car person at all. And my spouse reminds me of that all the time. Every time I go and start to muck around with the car, my spouse will run outside and say, what are you doing? It's a Tesla. It doesn't need to be fixed. Same thing with a lot of this podcast misinformation that's out there. There are so many people in this space not sharing the right information. Here's the problem with misinformation. And by the way, this is not going to be a one-part episode. There's so much information to share about this. I want to break this down into smaller sections. Here's the problem with podcast misinformation, though. Misinformation leads to poor decisions. When you don't have the right information about podcasting, be it how often you should release an episode, be it should you have art for your show, be it should it be an audio podcast or a video podcast? You make the wrong decision or you make a poor decision for your business. And when you do that, it's maybe hard to correct it. Misinformation leads to poor quality. One of the things we know about poor quality in the podcasting space is there is less and less room for it. If you want to be one of the people who provides premium content for your audience, quality has to be spectacular. It cannot be something that is overlooked. All right. And there, as I said, there are many pieces to this puzzle. That's why we're going to take it over a series of episodes over the next 3 or 4 weeks to go over this, because there is so much information to talk about this as far as quality. And that goes right back to how much you're investing in your podcast. All right. The third thing is misinformation leads to poor results. If you start a podcast because somebody said, you should start a podcast, it'll cost you nothing. Don't worry about the quality. Just put it out there and just see what happens. you might not get the results you want. And when you don't get the results you want, you fall into this thing that in the podcast world is called pod fade. Pod fade is when there's so many shows out there and you maybe do it for 5 episodes, 6 episodes, maybe 7 or even maybe even 10 episodes, and that's where you stop. You don't do any other episodes because you say, well, I'm not getting the results I want, and maybe the reason you're not getting the results you want is because somebody gave you misinformation about podcasting from the beginning. And again, some of the people spreading this misinformation are people who are not in the know about podcasting, but in the know about business. There are business organizations sharing information about podcasting that is the wrong information. Now, my quest is to help you navigate through that and provide the right information based on where we are right now in the fall of 2023 and where things are in the podcasting space, all right? So over the next several episodes, we'll be talking about everything from the quality of podcasts, from how much money it might take to invest in a show, from whether or not you have time to have a podcast. There is some misinformation about that as well, to whether or not you use social media for your podcast or you don't use social media for your show. So we're going to talk about that, as I said, over the next several episodes. What I want you to do, though, is take the time to listen to all of the episodes, because if you really want to be successful in the podcasting space, yes, there is a certain attitude or a certain wherewithal to just say, just go do it and see what the results are. You want to make sure when you take that step, you are ready, you have the information that you need, you have the right tools, and you have the right team to help you be successful in that space. So over the next few weeks, that's what we'll be sharing in more detail, is the misconceptions about podcasting and how you can navigate around them and make the right decision, especially if you are looking to launch a new podcast or create your first podcast and you want it to be successful and you want it to elevate your brand, your business, or your credibility. So stay tuned. There's more to come on the misconceptions that are popping up in the podcasting space. And thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to our producer, Aiden Burrows, our production lead, Kieran Doherty, our music guru, Nathan Simon, and the person who works the arms, all of our arms, actually, my trusty assistant, Stephanie Gafford. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment and a review, and be sure to share it with your friends. If you don't like what you heard, please share it with your enemies. Oh, and if you have a suggestion of someone who you think would make an amazing guest on the show, let us know about it. Drop us an email, askcarl@carlspeaks.ca. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. You'll find all those links in the show notes. And if you're ready to take the plunge and join the over 3 million people who have said yes to podcasting, let's have a conversation. We'll show you the simplest way to get into the podcasting space, because after all, we're podcast solutions made simple. We'll catch you next time.